This is CPR News, NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. A conservative activist in Colorado is the person who found the hidden passwords tab to many of the state's voting machines on the Secretary of State website. CPR's Benta Berkland reports he sat on that finding for months.
According to an affidavit, Sean Smith says he found the tab first on August 8th and confirmed it was still there October 16th and October 23rd. The state discovered it after a voting machine vendor notified them. Here's Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
It's incredibly concerning that someone knew this information and didn't tell us.
The state says the election system is secure because access to the machines requires someone to be there in person in addition to the password. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado Springs has released the results of a study of concert noise at the new Ford Amphitheater. CPR's Dan Boyce reports neighbors have complained since the venue opened this past summer.
Sound levels from three shows in October showed the amphitheater did meet the noise requirements set forth in the project's development plan. Yet city staff say they understand the concerts have nevertheless been disruptive and are committed to further lowering the noise. The amphitheater's owners have already promised to further sound dampening measures, including building an outfacing restaurant to thicken the sound wall facing the closest homes. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Front Range could see its first real snow of the season as early as tonight and tomorrow. And as overnight temperatures drop into the 20s, Denver is activating its temporary cold weather shelters. The shelters will be open today through Thursday. Denver opens the shelters when nighttime temperatures reach 25 degrees. There is snow for the mountains today, highs around Vail in the 30s, and rain and snow for Grand Junction, and a chance for snow again tomorrow. This is CPR News, NKRCC.